finally, something funny from the Olympics.
Oh, what?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know, every 4 years when the games happen, we always see the same types of stories over and over and over in the media. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the inspiring ones about the athletes who triumph.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
There's the heartbreaking ones where someone fell short of their dreams.
Those also make me cry. Why am I crying so much at sports?
And the record-breaking ones where some Olympians slept with the entire Hungarian water polo team in under 19 seconds.
Whoa!
Are you saying you got a gold medal?
That's right.
How do you hold your breath that long?
Brooke cries during those, too.
Yeah.
But there was
different reasons.
One Olympic story in the news recently that was both refreshing and hilarious. Ooh. And this all started when a New Zealand triathlete named Hayden Wild won the bronze medal in the men's triathlon.
Okay.
Cool. Not one that I watched personally,
but
apparently it was big over there. And when it happened, there was a reporter back in his hometown covering the race where a bunch of people were watching it on TV.
Which is always so cool to see because you see like their friends, their family, their eighth grade science teacher cheering them on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my old people would never be cheering on. Like, Jose's in the Olympics? Yeah, right.
But when he won, they started interviewing people.
Yeah.
And they came across this one woman who dated him back when they were younger.
Oh. And now I would want this to happen.
Dude, she's an ex and she shows up to the viewing party. I gotta say, that
that would feel so good as the Olympian.
Right.
You're watching, are you?
And so they interview her, and she starts wondering if maybe she made a mistake to end their relationship.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did make a mistake.
I know, but you don't say it. You're just, oh, no, I don't care.
Well, here's the clip.
I went to primary school with him, and he's grown so much, and yeah, real proud.
Yeah. What would you like to say to him? He's obviously over in Tokyo.
Oh, I regret backing up with you.
She said it. She regrets doing it.
I regret breaking up with you.
Way to be honest.
She went on to be like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm really proud of him.
No, she's not kidding.
She's not that.
That was the truth. And then that was just the backpedaling that came afterwards.
So unfortunately, though, it doesn't sound like they have a shot at getting back together because the Olympian's already in a relationship.
She should have played it off and been like, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm dating Dwayne The Rock Johnson now. You know, good luck to him.
Yeah. I'll try one of the Hemsworth brothers. Yeah. I think they're around here.
It's a pretty funny story, and it sparked a discussion online where people were asked, did you ever date someone famous before they made it big?
Ooh.
It actually got a lot of responses. These were some of the best ones. One girl wrote, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction asked me out while I was having a cigarette outside a club.
Oh, my God. What? You know, One Direction guy.
Yeah.
Not Harry Styles, the other
one.
All
I know is Harry and Zane.
The other one.
The one with the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, got it.
This was when they were just a band trying to make it on X Factor, so I had no idea who he was. He told me he was in One Direction, and I just laughed and was like, okay, sure you are. Then he took my phone and Googled himself on it and showed me the picture. And it was him, but doing that was such a turnoff, I said I had to go back inside to find my friends.
Yeah, it's very douchey. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Especially for a boy band.
Yeah.
And it's very desperate.
It is a little desperate.
Alexis is like, oh, you're a One Direction cover band? That works.
Yeah. Another guy said, I have a friend who claims with some validity to have dated Taylor Swift for 2 weeks back in the 8th grade.
Is it the validity that it only lasted 2 weeks?
Maybe.
Poor girl.
He says, now we just assume he's the subject of all her early breakup songs and blame him for her roller coaster love life.
Okay, it's not him.
Well, I mean, she was 12 when she was writing some of these things, right?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
You never know. She was really young when she started.
That has to feel good when you hear a song on the radio and you can say it's about you.
Well, it depends on the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't mess with you. Yeah. I hope that's not about me.
Another person said, my dad went to high school and wrestled with Axl Rose.
Cool.
I wouldn't consider that dating, but there was a lot of touching and hugging.
<I'm sweating. laughs>
I consider that dating.
That's cool.
You know he'd put that in a dating bio.
Yeah.
If
you're just joining us, we're looking at an online discussion where people talked about famous people that they've dated before they made it big. Another one said, my cousin had a brief romance with Natalie Portman when they were in their teens.
What? That's a big get. She is gorgeous.
I mean, if you're in Star Wars, you've made it. You're
A-lister. She is so beautiful.
She's amazing.
He says, I called BS, but then he showed me letters that they exchanged back when she was filming Star Wars and writing letters was still a thing.
And she's such a hipster. Of course she'd be writing letters.
Apparently they no longer speak.
Because letters aren't a thing anymore. That's
the problem. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Bring letters back into vogue. This one says, a friend of mine dated Jim Carrey before he was famous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's so entertaining, but how do you look at him like romantically?
I don't know.
Well, they go on. They say, I've seen the pictures. This was when he was dirt poor. She broke up with him because apparently he could never be serious.
Yeah, totally could see him being like that.
I don't know why I'm getting images of him in the bedroom.
Yeah,
he's like, come over here, little lady. Plant a kiss on me. And then do not go in there.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah. She's like, no, really,
yeah,
stop.
Okay, this is enough.
Did anybody in this room date somebody famous?
I wish.
I mean, not famous, but there's this girl who now is like the poster child for Ferrari. And she's this huge model.
Nice.
And we had her in studio years and years ago. And she had a rule on dates. She didn't like guys that swore. And I got wasted on her date, and I think I swore every other word.
Exactly.
Anyway, now I was walking, I forget where it was, Costco. I saw her on a pillow like commercial. And now she's like the poster child for Ferrari.
I don't
know what that's about.
I hung out with a guy from One Tree Hill for a while.
Oh, I know that name.
Yeah. I don't know if his name is Tyler Hilton.
I thought you were gonna say the other hotter guy
in that show. No, not that one.
That's disappointing.
The one that nobody knew about.
The ugly.
But I got to meet the rest of the cast of One Tree Hill.
I didn't say
we dated, we just were talking.
You know what I mean?
Like, it wasn't serious.
Same with me and Ferrari. Yeah.
I'd like to think of us as the famous people.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going with.
So if anybody dated us, you can text in.
Yeah, go ahead. Text in. 78592. Yeah, how bad were we?
There's 20 disappointed texts about me right now.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.